بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Ata, the host of this program. Shaykh Karimi is in the studio today to answer the questions on Islamic beliefs. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So one of the important topics of Islam is halal income. It is the legitimate, lawful income which is gained according to the Islamic rulings and Islamic laws. So many Muslims observe this point in their lives. Now, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the positive effects of halal income in our life, especially on the nurturing of our children. Shaykh Karimi, first define for us, what is halal income?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Halal income is the income coming from illegal economic activities, I mean, based on the Islamic law. So sometimes the income is prohibited, is not halal, because of the fact that the money is gained through illegitimate ways, like, I mean fraud or stealing from others, bribery, and taking the money from others. As one example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the properties of the orphans in the Noble Book of Quran. And sometimes it is through trading the goods which are prohibited in the religion of Islam. Like, for example, if you're going to trade swine, for example, or alcoholic beverages, for example.
Yes. Drugs.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Drugs. And so this is one example of illegal income, but sometimes it's not that clear. Because sometimes people think that, okay, I'm a clerk, for example, or I'm a teacher. So which means that my job is a legal one, so my income is also legal. But it's not the case always, because the point is that whatever job you're engaged in, you have to do the best in that job. So if you're a clerk, but you're not doing your duties which based on the laws of that country, need to do them, then it means that at least a part of your income is not legal.
Mm-hmm.
So as a teacher, as a clerk, whatever, any job that people are working, they need to act upon all their responsibilities and duties. Otherwise, at least based on the laws, some part of their properties and income might be haram and illegal.
Yes.
Now, for earning halal money and halal income, we have very powerful narrations from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, which give us a message, and that is the significance of earning halal money. According to some narrations, earning halal money is even more significant and sometimes more difficult than fighting against the enemies of Islam, than jihad.
Yes.
And that is why the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying that those people who are searching for halal income, it is as if they are doing jihad, that is showing the importance and significance of this issue.
That's right.
And the people who are doing that are likened to mujahideen.
Yes.
I mean, of course, in the true sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, to be idle and not to do any job, to expect others to help you, is absolutely reproach in the religion of Islam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, "La takunu kallan ala nas." Do not be a person who expects other people to help him.
Yes.
And just last narration in this regard, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam is quoted as saying that all the sins are very important and difficult, in terms of the punishment. And The most difficult one is the scene from which flesh and skin have grown. So this is apparently referring to a scene through which you are earning an illegal money, and then it...
Food and sustenance.
Exactly. Right. You will buy food and drink,
haram
and through
rizq,
that,
that's right.
Yeah, flesh and skin are going to be grown.
That's right.
So answering the main question of the program...
Now, sorry, before getting to mention it, so it does not mean that a person who is rich is necessarily gaining haram income.
Not at all.
Okay,
Islam is pro, I mean, rich, pro welfare.
Yes.
I mean, it's a negative, wrong understanding of the religion of Islam. Islam never promotes poverty.
So as long as you pay sadaqah, zakat, and your homes, and we can say you purify your wealth and your income,
exactly.
It could be halal, and you could be rich at the same time.
Yeah, as I mentioned, poverty in and of itself is reprimanded in the religion of Islam.
Yes.
People are asked to search for jobs and to, I mean, provide even a kind of welfare for their family members. I mean, Islam is not pro-luxury and luxurious life to do israf and extravagance. But we have, for example, narrations that if you're able to provide, I mean, a large house for your family, this is one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Islam is not pro-poverty.
Okay.
Now, absolutely, I mean, illegal money and income has some negative consequences and results on the person himself and his family members, especially the children.
Okay.
Now, for the children, especially we have, I mean, specific narrations for three periods. First of all, for the time that for the time of the conception, I mean, the sperm is coming from food. So if that food is earned from bought from illegal money, then it means that that sperm at the time of conception is coming from an illegal income, and it has some negative consequences according to the narrations.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
Second of all, during a pregnancy, if the mother is, I mean, the food and drink that she's consuming, they are coming from illegal and haram income, then it will have consequences. And then... after the delivery, when the child is born, so again, he or she is in need of food and drink. Again, we have the importance of the legal and halal income.
That's right.
Now, for each and every one of these three periods, we have specific narrations. Interestingly, there is a verse in chapter Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 64. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. This verse is referring to the fact that Shaitan, the Satan, can be a partner in the properties and the children. Now, one of the companions of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam asked him, what does the verse mean about the partnership of the Satan in the children? And Imam explained that it is referring to the time of the intimate relation between wife and husband.
Okay.
If that, I mean, at the time of conception, if the sperm is coming from an illegal income, then it means that Satan, I mean, is a partner, which means that it will bring about some negative consequences.
Okay. Or at least some devilish powers are at work.
Yeah,
in the intimate relations between
wife and husband. Of course, I will explain later that it is not going to force the children to be bad, but for sure it will have some negative consequences.
Its own effect on the soul, that's right.
Now, during the pregnancy, again, We have even some stories from our great scholars that how they were careful about the time of the pregnancy yes. of their spouses. There is a story about one of the great scholars that once he was taking care of his child, who later became another great scholar. Mm-hmm. But once in a mosque, that child, he pierced a water skin with a needle, and the water poured out of that water skin,
okay.
Which belonged to the mosque or the person. So the father was shocked by seeing this act, and later he asked his wife that I have taken care of the food of my child, and everything has been halal. So I'm curious what caused my child to do this, like bad action today. According to this story, the wife thought for a while, and later, and then she said that I remember that when at the time of the pregnancy, once I went to the house of the neighbor and I saw a pomegranate tree there, and I took a needle to just drink, some drops of that pomegranate. And this is a story, but showing the importance of, you see that, lady committed a sin, apparently, because she didn't ask for permission. And later, yes. the scholar is coming to conclusion that this act of my child today, piercing a water skin by needle, is because of the wife's action at the time of the pregnancy.
Okay.
And many narrations about the food and drink of the children after they
it's
are born.
It's just called rizq al-halal, isn't it?
Exactly.
On the title of rizq, we have to search it. Okay, that's right.
Let me also refer to the tragedy of Karbala. We know that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, on the day of Ashura, when he's analyzing the actions of his enemies, he says that you are doing this because of the fact that your bellies are filled with haram.
Haram mouthful, that's right.
So this is, a very powerful word of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. The enemies are doing such a heinous action. And the Imam analyzing that, it is referring to one of the main reasons, and that is the fact that they are, earning illegal incomes.
Yes.
And that is because of
or
the
haram.
Or
at least
food.
They are after haram income, haram money.
Exactly.
That's right. Okay.
So there is no doubt about the fact that halal income has positive effect, haram income has negative effects, but according to the explanations of our scholars, they are called it juz'ul illa. It is a part of the cause.
Yes.
Which means that, for example, as a child, if you have parents who are earning haram income, does it mean that you are forced to be a bad person? No. It is just a part of the cause. There are many other factors. One of them is your free will. So as parents, we need to take care of our properties. We need to act upon our duties to give halal food to our children, meaning that to earn halal income. But as children, it doesn't mean that if we have been, eating and drinking from illegal income, then we are forced to be bad people.
That's
no,
right.
We have free will. But for sure, if those foods and drinks have had some effects on us without us as children having any role, then to that extent, we would be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it's not our action, it is our parents' actions. But at the end of the day, we have free will.
That's right.
And we need to go toward the right path, although we may have been fed by our parents through haram income.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the topic halal income and its effect on nurturing the children in our life. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi aman Allah. لعلي وحسين وحسن
الرحمن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن